A press conference this morning by workers, employees of the ruling party, the African National Congress, who have still not been paid. The ANC Treasurer General, Paul Mashatile, has committed that the party would pay in full outstanding salaries of its staff by the end of January. Remember, staffers downed tools in a move that threatened the party's internal conferences. So we had a briefing today from ANC workers about this wage dispute. Worker representative Mvusi Mdala joining us now. Mvusi, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What is your message that you delivered this morning?
Thanks, Mindy, for inviting us and to the listeners. The message that we have delivered this morning, we are just expressing our disappointment with the leadership of the ANC, the way they are treating our situation. We believe that this situation is not receiving the adequate attention that it's supposed to receive, although we have seen public pronouncement by the leadership that this issue of unpaid salaries is receiving special attention. But we can say, based on the evidence before us, that even next week on the 25th as a pay date, we are not going to be paid our salaries. We have met with the leadership of the ANC as officials 2 times last year. In all those meetings, they were making undertakings that this issue is receiving attention. We even wrote a letter to the president of the ANC, as the president of the ANC, appealing to him. Unfortunately, till to date, we have not received a response to that letter. The only thing that we have seen is him making a commitment in the January 8th celebration that they are going to attend to the issue soon. We don't know how soon or how do they define soon, because they have not been paid.
So, Mvusi, it will be 3 months then that you haven't received your salaries for. We also know that last year payment was very inconsistent too, and there were long delays. What options are open to you now as workers?
There are a number of options that are open to us. One of them that we think is going to make a huge impact is the one that we've embarked on as from the 17th of January to stay away, to ensure that no operations takes place, to hit them hard where their most interest is in conferences, that not a single conference is going to take place, not a single branch general meeting is going to be convened, because those who are responsible to do that are not at work. And then we think that's one of those. I think the other option, I think we are hoping that our union is going to explore the possibility of approaching the courts to see that this issue is addressed.
Right. Mvusi, thank you very much for your time. Mvusi Mdala, worker representative there from ANC employees, holding a press conference today. And it looks, unfortunately for them, like they're not going to get their salaries again, although there has been this commitment from the ANC, from the ruling party, that they will be paid. Imagine that, 3 months without a salary.